朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
我们实在今天如果很深入地看今天的人生，深入地看今天这个世界的时候，
And I think if we were to pause and seriously examine the human life and the world today，
我们都在追求怎么样能够脱离这个困境的答案和这些解决的一些问题。
We are all seeking for answers that would allow us to escape or leave the troubles that we face.
普遍的，我们在心里面缺少一种很强烈的缺少能力的这种感觉。
And yet we seem very unable to find that answer, and there's a sense of helplessness.
我上个礼拜在这里跟大家提出的一个问题。
It transpired then to a question that I also raised last Sunday in our midst.
这个问题在这一两个月的时间里面，也在我的心里面产生一个很深的一个负担。
Actually, this question has in these past months created a tremendous burden within my own heart.
这个问题在哪里？
What exactly is this question?
这个不协调的现象在哪里？
What exactly is the condition that we are faced with?
这个矛盾的现象在哪里？
Where exactly or what exactly is the problem that we perceive?
我上个礼拜在这里曾经说过。
I said last Sunday in front of you.
上帝是大能的，但我们这些信上帝的人的表现为什么是那么的软弱？
That although God is an all-powerful God, why is it that the manifestation of us as Christians seem to be as weaklings?
上帝是丰富的，当然我是指属灵的丰富，为什么今天神的教会却普遍地显出不是那样的丰富，反而是贫穷？
We believe that God is plentiful, spiritually plentiful, and yet why is the church radiating such a desert of plentifulness?
我们说上帝是全智的，他是智慧的。
We know that God is also all-knowing or all-wisdom.
为什么我们这些说跟从主的人却常常不明白上帝的旨意？
Yet why is it that often we who seem to follow this all-wisdom God struggle with what the will of God is?
我十分的相信，当我这样提出来的时候，一定在座有许多的基督徒在心里面会引发这样的同感。
I think as I mentioned these juxtaposed positions, many Christians this morning today would radiate or echo my same feelings.
但是从另外一个角度来想的时候，
And yet from another vantage point,
这一种矛盾的现象到底是普遍的呢，还是正常的？
Is this kind of characteristic something that is rampant, that is a common sight?
我们发现不是普遍的，也而且不是正常的。
I think that we would find it not to be so.
因为我们看见今天在世界上有很多地方的弟兄姊妹，他们可以见证上帝是丰富的，因为他们是丰富的。
Because many people in many places today, Christians can bear testimony to the plentifulness of God because they radiate that plentifulness.
他们传扬上帝是大能的，因为他们的生活就把那个全能活出来。
They proclaim God as an almighty God because their life bears testimony to that almighty.
前天晚上我跟一个慕道的朋友谈话。
Several nights ago, I was sharing with a seeker.
他提到一件事情对我来讲有很大的挑战，也跟今天这句话有关系。
And he raised something which became a very great challenge in my own life and which is directly related to us this morning.
我说照我的记录，你来参加这个聚会已经好久了。
I said, according to my record, you have been a common attender at these meetings.
为什么到现在你还迟疑不能决定要相信耶稣呢？
Yet why is it that today you still waver and still hesitate to believe in Jesus Christ?
他的回答是什么呢？
And what was his answer to that?
我听你们讲，知道上帝是全能的。
I hear you speaking of this God being an almighty God.
但是看你们活，却没有办法把这个上帝把它活出来。
And yet I see that you fail to radiate, to live out this kind of God for me.
我喜欢到你们教会来听道。
I enjoy coming to your services to hear the preaching.
但下面一句话他讲的比较含蓄，不过我把他的真的意思讲出来。
And although he was polite, I want to convey to you what he really meant.
我受不了你们这些基督徒表现出来的那一种不协调、不一致、 的那一个现象。
And yet I cannot stand the way that you Christians seem to live a life that is not up to the standard which you profess.
连着两个礼拜，我跟弟兄姊妹思想到主耶稣基督应许门徒说我们要做比他更大的事情。
In these 2 weeks, I have shared and thought together with brothers and sisters.Jesus has promised that we will do greater things than these which he gave to the disciples.
我们相信弟兄姊妹，我们相信上帝的话是可以应验。
And I believe, brothers and sisters, that God's word can be verified.
今天这个矛盾的现象，问题不在上帝，很明显的问题是在你我的身上。
And that the problem today does not exist.At God's level, but rather it exists at our level.
对我来讲，我不只是相信能使我富足。
I know that not only can He cause me to be plentiful.
我也相信主可以用我使人富足。
I believe that He can use me to cause other people to be plentiful.
我在主面前得富足，这是个大事。
This is a big thing for me to be blessed with plentifulness before God.
但是我十分相信主要用我成为我四周人的。满足那是更大的事情。
And yet, the even greater thing is that God can use me to bring upon a satisfaction and a plentifulness to those around me.
所以我要在这两个礼拜的时间跟弟兄姊妹一起思想约翰福音十四章十二节，主耶稣说你要做那更大的事情。
So these weeks I have been sharing with you Jesus' words from John the 14th chapter. You will do greater things than these.
这两个礼拜我在准备的时候。
As I was preparing these past 2 weeks,
不管上个礼拜我怎么说
whatever I have said last week,
Martin Luther King Jr. 他所说的话一直浮现在我的脑海里面
I believe, Martin Luther King's words over and over again appeared in my thoughts.
I have a dream. 我心里面有一个梦想，我心里面有一个期待，有一个盼望
When he called forth and said that I have a dream, I have a hope, and I have a dream.
我最近几个月准备讲到有一个新的习惯。
These past few months, as I have prepared, my sermons, I have taken on a new habit.
我用一张纸头写在旁边。
On a piece of paper, I write several large characters and put it beside me.
我一直看这张纸头，提醒我这一篇道要达到什么目的。
And on this is the purpose or the goal that I have for this particular sermon.
弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？每一次我站在这讲道，我心里面那个感觉很重。
And actually, I want to tell you that each time I stand here, a very great heaviness comes over.
我不愿意四五百的这些弟兄姊妹到这边来聚会，一个半钟头的时间白白的来，白白的走。
I don't want people to come for an hour and a half.Coming empty and then leaving empty as well.
我从神面前领受这样的一个信心，领受这样的一个挑战。
I receive this kind of challenge and this kind of exhortation from God.
每一个人礼拜天来到这里聚会。
That each person coming here each Sunday morning.
神的话也许程度不同，神的话要在每一个人的心里面做他自己的工作。
Although in different degrees that God's word would work in each of our hearts.
让我们来离开的时候，我们的生命有所改变。
Let us come and then leave with a change, taking place in our lives.
这个礼拜那张纸条写什么呢？
Yet what were the words that I wrote for this week?
我说主啊，求你让我的听众跟我一同做梦。
And I said that, Lord, allow my audience, the listeners, to dream together with me.
旁边我写，让我的听众跟我一同来实现我的雄心。
And that the listeners would together see my ambitions fulfilled.
请我们回到约翰福音第十四章。
So I invite you to return to John the 14th chapter.
十四章十二节是我们这两个礼拜集中注意要看的一节圣经。
And these are verses that we have concentrated on particularly in these past weeks.
请各位看你们手上的圣经，让我读一遍。
Together with the Bibles that you have, follow along as I read.
我实实在在地告诉你们，我所做的事，信我的人也要做。并且要做比这更大的事，因为我往父那里去。在这个地方提到那更大的事情。
Here it is described as doing even greater things than these.
不只是提到更大的事，也告诉我们一个人怎么样能够做更大的事，就是说做更大的事的条件。
And yet not only does it tell us that we will do greater things than this, it sets forth a condition by which we can, in fact, do greater things than these.
你说李牧师好，我要跟你一起做梦。
Okay, Reverently, I want to dream with you.
李牧师，我愿意跟你一同，我们在这个时代，在我们这一批人的身上来做更大的事。
On this body and in this day and age, I want to see a greater thing done together with you.
但是我有心无力。
But yet, my heart is willing and my flesh.
我愿意做，但是你告诉我怎么做。
I don't know. Could you please tell me how to do it?
弟兄姊妹，我没有办法告诉你怎么做。
And yet, dear brothers and sisters, I and myself are unable to tell you how to do this.
圣经告诉我们，主耶稣告诉我们怎么做。
But we see Jesus Christ, the Bible, telling us what to do.
我实实在在的告诉你们。
For it says here, verily or truly, truly, I say unto thee.
什么人可以做耶稣所做的事？
Who is it that can do the things which Jesus did?
什么人可以做比耶稣更大的事？
Who are those who can do things that are greater than which Jesus did?
十二节告诉我们说，
Verse 12 here tells us,
信我的人要做。
Those that believe on me will perform these deeds.
第一个条件是什么？
And so we see, what exactly is the first qualification?
如果我们要为主做更大的事，
That if we are to desiring to do greater things than these,
一个基本一个最重要的条件就是我们对主耶稣要有起码的信心。
We see that the basic qualification is that we have to have a basic faith in Jesus Christ.
我个人非常喜欢使徒行传27-25节保罗的见证。
I personally are greatly fond of Paul's testimony in the gospel, in the Acts of the Apostles.
请注意保罗怎么说。
And I want you to take special notice of the words that Paul says.
保罗说，我信神，他对我怎么说，事情就必怎么成就。
That I believe in God that the things that he says to me, promised to me, will be accomplished.
换句话说，保罗在这里告诉我们一件事情。
In other words, Paul here tells us a certain truth.
主不说迟疑。
That Jesus does not speak carelessly or thus.
他一说他就算数。
That as soon as he says it, it counts.
那么相对的。
And yet, at the opposite side,
我们今天不听则已。
That if we don't listen, perhaps that is the case.
如果我们今天真的听上帝的话，
But if we were to diligently listen to the word of God,
让我们相信上帝的话一句一句要兑现。
Let us believe then that each word, each promise of God will come to pass.
14:13-15就解释什么叫做信我的人。
And then we see further down the description or the definition of what it means to be a believer on Christ.
信心你拿不出来，我看不到。
Faith, you cannot bring it out so that I can see it.
但是信心可以用具体的行动表现你有这样的信心。
But yet we know that through our actions, our faith can be manifested.
我请你吃饭。
I invite you for a meal.
假设呢，假设。
Just as an example.
我不知道你对我有没有信心。
I don't know if you have faith in me.
但是到了那一天你来了，我知道你有信心。
But if you were to come and show up that day, I know that you have faith in me.
你在电话里面说，是的，我会来，我会来，口说无凭，我怎么知道你真的对我这句话有信心？
Perhaps on the phone you say, yes, I'm going to come, yet I cannot be for sure that you still have that positive faith in me.
那么耶稣在这里告诉我们说，信心具体的表现是两方面。
And we see here two descriptions given for that positive characteristic of having faith.
13-14节是讲到祷告。
And we see in verse 13 and 14 a description given to that concerning prayer.
完全的信靠和我们的祷告有密切的关系。
We see that total faith has a very close relationship with our prayer life.
上礼拜我讲了这个故事。
I told this story last Sunday.
我常常听王牧师讲到。
Actually, I often hear Pastor Wang preaching.
最近他说，我要讲一篇很重要的信息。
Recently, he said, I have a very important message that I want.
心里火热，常常侍奉主。
That I have a burning within my heart to serve the Lord.
他说这篇信息太重要了，我以前讲过，若听过的，请你们原谅。
And although I've said it before, I want to say it again because it's upon my heart.
重要的信息，我想可以多讲几遍。
And I think that important messages are worthy of being repeated.
原来我是一个重要的比方和故事，我今天再讲一遍。
And so I want to use this illustration to prove an importance that I'm trying to make here.
一个教会发起求雨的祷告会。
A church started a prayer meeting. Praying for rain.
参加的人很多，因为需要很迫切。
Because the need was great, therefore the attendance was also great.
但是在那么多的参加的人里面，只有一个女孩子来参加祷告会的时候带着雨伞来。
And yet amongst all the people that came for that prayer meeting, only one little girl brought her umbrella with her.
每一次我想到这个故事的时候，
yet each time I think of this story,
我心里面都受到提醒。
A very great reminder is given to.
我今天去求雨。难道我不带着雨具去吗？因为我祷告完了以后，如果倾盆大雨，我怎么回家呢？
If I was to pray for rain, would I not take an umbrella with me? Because after the prayer meeting, the rain would come down. How could I get home?
今天个人有个人的需要。
Whether it be individual needs today.
家庭有家庭的需要。
Family needs.
不可否认，我们的教会有教会的需要。
And yet cannot be denied.The needs of a church.
我们看见今天的社会，我们看见今天的国家，我们看见全世界都有一个迫切的需要。
Not to mention this society, this country, as well as this whole world with its urgent needs.
弟兄姊妹，让我们学习用信心的祷告，看见主满足这一些需要。
Dear brothers and sisters, let us with faith see God's promises fulfilled in meeting these needs.
十五节给我们看见信心第二个具体的表现。
In verse 15, we see the second manifestation of what it means to have faith in Christ Jesus.
爱主。
Love Jesus.
我们都知道爱就是力量。
We know that there is strength in love.
如果我记得不错的话，早年在读者文摘上看见有这样的一个小故事。
If I'm not mistaken, I remember a story that was recorded in Reader's Digest some years ago.
讲到一个母亲突然发现她开始不小心在从车房退出她的车子的时候，把她在外面玩耍的一个他的孩子不小心压在车轮底下。
Recorded that a mother backing out of her garage accidentally rolled over her child that was playing on the driveway behind her.
当他发现的时候，他发现他的孩子正压在这个汽车轮胎的下面。
When she found out or when she saw it, she saw that the tire was had pressed her child.
他跑到那个车子也没有考虑，就把车子抬起来，让人家就从车轮底下把他的孩子救出来。
And without giving second thought, this mother ran to the car and lifted the car up, and somebody pulled her child out from underneath the car.
这是一个不可思议的现象。
I think this is something that is entirely unfathomable to us today.
因为爱就是一个力量。
Because we see that there is a certain degree of strength and energy in love.
换句话说，可能上帝造我们的时候储存了一些力量在我们里面。
In other words, perhaps God in his creation of mankind instilled with us a certain degree of force or energy.
我们从来没有去好好用过这个力量。
And we have never once diligently or used that force.
等到需要来的时候，你可以一口气就把那个车子抬起来，让人家赶快把这个孩子从车轮底下救出来。
And if the need comes, we can somehow lift up a car so that a life can be rescued from underneath the car.
爱可以使一个人赴汤蹈火。
We know that love can also cause somebody to do what seemingly is impossible to do.
我们在一对男女谈恋爱的事上看出来。
And we see this very clearly in a love affair between a man and a woman.
我们看见许多国家的这些近代历史里面，我们可以看得出来。
And we see this recorded throughout modern day history.
为着他的理想。
For the sake of that ideal.
为着他的爱。
For the sake of that love,
他可以抛头颅洒热血。
It could mean that they willing to even have their heads taken off.
我们今天早上也看一下第二方面是什么。
And yet, I want to pause this morning to look at a second aspect that is recorded.
十二节。
That is recorded in the 12th verse.
耶稣说要做比这更大的事。
Jesus spoke of in the 12th verse that you will do greater things than these.
下面他说了一句什么话？
And yet what does he immediately follow by saying?
因为我要往父那里去。
He says that because I am going to the Father.
从语句上，从文法看，这个因果关系非常的明显。
And I think from a logical and from a grammatical point of view, you can see the cause-effect relationship here.
换句话说，因为我往父那里去，所以你们就可以做那更大的事。
In other words, because I am going to the Father, therefore you can do greater things.
但是我们深入看这一句话。
But yet, if we were to take a closer look at these words,
我们发现主耶稣这句话语焉不详。
It seems that there's not a really a clear, or it seems that Jesus, in a very real way, is throwing the baby out with the bathwater.
什么意思说主耶稣要 去父那里，所以你们可以做更大的事。
Does he mean that if he goes to the Father, you can do greater things then?
这句话不清楚。
It doesn't seem that he's being very clear here.
句法很清楚。
Although, from a grammatical point of view, we can understand it.
Logical 逻辑很清楚。
And the logic is clear.
所以在这里我们看见好像明白又好像 不了解。
And seemingly on the one hand we understand and yet there's a lot of puzzlement that we bring to this.
如果13节到15节解释12节的上半段。
And if we were to see that verse 13 following describes the former section of verse 12.
那么16节17节就是解释12节的后半段。
I think that you would see verse 16 and 17 being an exposition of the latter part of verse 12.
什么叫做因为我到父那里去？
What does it mean that I will go to the Father?
因为我到父那里去，然后圣灵要下来。
Because it says that when I go to that Father's place, that the Holy Spirit will then come down.
朋友，你在活在耶稣里福音网站收听节目有多久了？如果你相信了主耶稣，生命得到造就，那么你愿意用金钱奉献来支持我们的福音事工吗？活在耶稣里事工是单单靠听众读者支持的非盈利机构，期待你通过祷告点击奉献支持，与我们一起来结出传福音的好果子。